USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Words coming that former presidential candidate Herman Cain will withdraw his name from consideration for a Federal Reserve appointment. The president announcing earlier this month he'd nominate Cain to a seat on the board. Since then, at least four GOP senators say they wouldn't support the move. Now, ABC News says Cain will be pulling his name before it even gets that far. The United States wants to extradite WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange from Great Britain, but his lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says the U.S. is going to get a fight.
It is unacceptable that a publisher be extradited to face prosecution in the United States for publishing truthful information, and no democratic government should be seeking to prosecute a publisher for that, and nor should any other democratic government extradite a publisher for doing that.
The Justice Department wants to charge him with conspiracy to commit hacking of a classified Defense Department computer. He was arrested yesterday in London. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.